I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, that's it. I mean, that was a big
You got
thing,
an answer you know, for us, an iconic image, my friend?
Absolutely. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, when he is trying to outrun the giant boulder. It's going to
Yeah.
Great answer.
That's a great one.
Just rewatch that.
And that's
a week
the
ago.
Opening. Mm-hmm. That's the opening of the
yeah,
was that the first one?
The first one. That's Raiders of the Lost Ark, 1981. The best movie made the year I was born, by far. My movie year is like the worst movie year of all time, 1981, except I had Raiders.
Really?
Yeah. Trust me, you know I look up this stuff and care about these dumb things. My 1981 is like such a horrendous movie year.
Really?
Disastrous. Raiders of the Lost Ark and like nothing else. Like Thief was pretty good. Like, you know, Superman 2. Which I know you love
I
was
love
1981. Like
too.
That's about as good as I got. It's a rough year for me. So
that's
something
shocking.
Dumb that I care about. You know? All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. Philly royalty
was 9 to 5. 1981
or 1980.
Yeah, it was around.
That's
then.
A good movie, it's, man.
Yeah, solid movie. But again,
what
like,
about Cannonball Run?
Okay, so I can actually. I have. Let me see if I can find it quickly. I have
I
a
think
list.
You might have more. Good
no,
movies than
really
you give
don't.
Credit.
I really don't. Not in comparative 81. To other years. So 1981, the top 10 movies. Yes, I have this at hand because I'm a nerd. Raiders of the Lost Ark, number one. On Golden Ponds. Like, come on.
Oh,
like, all
man.
Right. You know, yeah.
How about Absence
movie.
Of Malice?
Superman 2, which is a good movie. Arthur, which is fine. Yeah. You know, Dudley Moore's fine.
Yeah, I never liked Dudley
it's
Moore
fine.
That much.
Stripes, good movie.
That's an
a
awesome
great
movie.
Movie.
I said good
that's
movie.
That's an incredible
movie. Oh, please. That
no,
movie is so funny.
That's way up there.
Cannonball
that's like
Tommy Francis.
This is Cannonball Run. That's
it's
what I'm saying.
Fine. Chariots of
I
Fire
said-
stinks. For Your Eyes Only, I've never even heard of. The Four Seasons, I've never heard
Body
of.
Body
Time Bandits. So, I mean, like, just for example, listen
Ooh,
to 1980.
Time Bandits? Wow. Like, that's wow, that's one.
Like, for 1982, the year my wife was born, listen to this. This is the top 10. E.T., banger. Not my favorite. People love it. Tootsie, banger. Officer Gentleman, banger. Rocky 3, banger. Porky's is what it is. Star Trek 2, big thing. 48 Hours. Poltergeist. Yeah. Annie, which yeah. Joe loves. Like, those are, it's just, I'm just telling you, it's not the best year, all right?
You know. It's better than you.
It is better than your year.
Not when you look at other years,
it's
is my point. Go look up like the year you were
81.
Born.
Chariots of Fire.
It turns
I
fire
got
steps.
74. I think I might have Chinatown.
You, yeah, you 74 is probably amazing. Like, you probably got one of the best years of all time. The 70s is the way to go. All right, back to the phones in a minute. 215-592-9494. Philly royalty, Nicholas Foles. Did either of you see what Nick Foles had to say yesterday?
Did not.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, something that we have come to take as a...
Oh, yes, sorry.
You got Godfather 2.
I couldn't.
In Chinatown. Oh, look at you. I mean, are you kidding me? Blazing Saddles.
The Godfather 2.
This is what I'm talking about.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, my God. That's a great
Chinatown,
movie.
Chinatown. Yep. Blazing Saddles.
The original Longest Yard, a banger. Like Murder
that
on the Orient
incredible.
Express. That's a classic.
The original Texas Chainsaw
Death
Massacre.
Wish, the original Death Wish. Like, yours is... That's my point. 81. I got nothing like this. That's my whole point that I'm trying to say. All right.
Only you. Only you.
Only I would
I even got Benji.
Yes.
Benji
oh,
was
I
good.
I loved Benji.
I really good.
Didn't you want a dog like Benji?
I sure did.
You didn't. You know, yeah. All right. So Nick Foles. Nick Foles gave us a little information, and I'm going to say maybe it's too much information in this case because something that we have just taken to know as the Philly special is not actually the Philly special. Here's Nicholas Foles.
This is for all you football fans out there, probably primarily Eagles fans and those who hate the Patriots. But today is a history of the Philly special. The full name of the Philly special is not simply Philly special. You've probably seen it on NFL films. You've probably seen it on clips over and over again. I did not get in the huddle and look at my wristband and just say Philly special. It's actually, the full name of the play is Float to Pistol Target Left Bunch. Philly special on the dummy kill. That's where I do my acting job, go over the lane, say lane, lane. That's what the dummy kill means. So there was more to it than just Philly special. Thought y'all might find it interesting. Hope you enjoyed the fun fact of the day pertaining to the Philly special.
Float.
Could we hear that again?
I got it. I got it. If you're ready, I wrote it down. Trust me, I'm on it. Ready? Here we go. Float to pistol, target left bunch, Philly special on the dummy kill. That is the play. Here I have it. You want to see it written here?
He actually didn't call it when he went over to Doug Peterson.
No,
he said Philly.
It's right there. That's the play.
Right. Because this, but you got to understand that stuff is just the formation. Float to pistol left. Float to pistol target left bunch. Philly special on the dummy kill. Float to pistol target left bunch is just the formation.
Yep.
Philly special is the play, and then on the dummy kill
is him doing his acting.
You've got a dummy kill where you're going to pretend to kill it, which is what they did when he switched.
Should we start calling it this?
No. I'll answer that question.
It's just gibberish. That's the formation. Formation long talking.
It's just funny because it's such an
iconic
thing. I love
Nick having fun with it. Hey,
me too.
Yeah.
And for Eagles fans and people who hate the Patriots,
I love that. It's the best ever.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought.
That's another thing. Ooh. Yesterday, as I'm out there watching practice, Big Dom is looking at the schedule. He's looking at the script, and he's like, "Do you know what any of this means?" And he's showing me the float to pistol target left.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, I do kind of know what some of that means, but that's fascinating.
That is really really neat, right?
Yeah, it was an incredible opportunity to just be back and immersed in a little bit of football, a little bite, a little nibble of football, thanks to Big Dom. It was so kind of him.
So cool. So cool. We'll get more of John's thoughts from being out on the practice field, seeing his buddy Deuce Staley, and more as
Deuce
the show goes on.
Deuce looks unbelievable.
Yeah,
Deuce looks like
slimmed down a lot, right?
He's more slender than he was in 2003.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, Deuce, and you've talked about a lot. Like you've said, one of the smartest teammates you ever played
he
with.
He was the
Smartest, yeah, wow.
He was.
You said he's
smartest.
One of those guys like who could look at a play and just tell you what all 22 people were doing, right?
Wow. Every guy.
Isn't that amazing?
On the field. You knew the moment you were in a meeting with him that he was going to someday be a coach.
That's so cool.
And he was always like one step ahead of the coaches, for that matter. Like he knew everything. You want to talk about pass protections, knowing that's really sort of what differentiates a guy who can play in the league from a guy who can't, running back wise. Guys get to the league and it's one thing to be able to, make a guy miss in the open field. That's the easy part, the athletic part, the diagnose the defense and understand what you're looking at, even when they're trying their damnedest to trick you every step of the way. And these are the smartest defensive coordinators in the world trying to trick you. It's tough. It's tough to know what you're looking at, to understand exactly who you've got and who the lines got and, what the calls mean and how to communicate it all. Deuce was, it was eyes in the back of his head. He knew exactly what to expect, knew exactly what to predict. He had watched the tape from this exact look from 3 years ago, and he can tell you the game and the opponent they did it against and how it worked then. He just was this font of information, and everyone knew it. You could just
go to Deuce.
Ask Deuce. Deuce knows. Deuce
That's
knows.
Really cool, man.
Just
That's really
brilliant,
cool.
Brilliant football mind.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Rick and Easton. What up, Ricky?
Hey, Celt. When Paxton in Aliens 2 goes, game over, and then he goes.
That character is.
Let me bring you up to speed. We just got our butts kicked. He was a ride in that movie.
He's so funny in that movie. Hudson, I think his character's name
is.
Yeah,
he was a riot. I can't believe he passed away either.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Anyway, so real quick with the Eagles. The one thing this franchise has never done over the years until Howie and even our gold standard owner, they not only can draft, and you know this, John, they also develop. And I think that is something that we're all overlooking when we are so concerned about the five players that we lost on the, on free agency.
Defense,
we have so much talent, young talent coming back, coupled with the development piece of what this franchise is bringing to the table. I think the defense is going to be better than people are giving it credit for.
I expect the defense to be outstanding once again. I expect the defense to be better than it was last year.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
With that secondary?
Yeah. With this
secondary.
So you
think the steps forward from the young, like Carter getting better, Quinn Young getting better, Cooper getting better, all that.
Yeah, and everyone's understanding of what Vic is trying to do will be 1 year more complete, and he can make it more complex. I can't wait to see how deep they can dive, because we know that these players are just so instinctive and smart, and they understand what Vic is asking them to do and what their teammates are doing. They understand it that deeply. When you got that, you can keep building, and that's the beauty of this. You got the second year in the same defense, which, you know, we have yet to have on the offensive side of the football, except for the first the Super Bowl loss season, when we had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row with Jalen. But now we've got the same defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, one of the greatest to ever do it, 2 years in a row. He is going to build the repertoire, build the playbook.
But can he make Keely Ringo a better player?
No. Keely Ringo is not going to be on this starting defense.
But, I mean, Adoree Jack, none of them are separating themselves.
He's going to keep looking until they find the right guy. And right now we've got some luxury with a guy in Cooper DeJean who... Yeah.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And cover some of that because of his versatility. And, you know, bide our time while we look to find the right guy on the outside. The defense is going to be smarter and more complex. What they will be able to do to offenses, I've been on the offensive side of things. When you play a defense that, like the Ray Lewis Ravens defense, you know, like the Patriots Teddy Bruschi defenses, these are smart defenses that just the X's and O's can beat you. Just the X's and O's. Forget about the talent of the players. When we get this thing going and we can start deceiving the offensive side, tricking them, stemming before the snap, you know, rotating the safeties late, doing those little things that make them wrong with what they assume they're diagnosing the defense to be, and then you take it away from them. You pull the rug out from under the offense. We're going to do that. And we didn't do that last year very often. We were sort of more vanilla because we could be. We could just stay in our nickel and you know, pretty basic stuff. Once we start throwing a little pizzazz in there, and who knows, week to week, maybe it won't be that often, but we can make this thing so that offenses have no idea which way is up. And when you combine that with the level of talent and the fact that you got Jalen Carter up there still taking two or three every single snap, and you still got Cooper DeJean as versatile as anyone I've ever seen playing on the defensive side of the football, this we will have answers. Offenses will not.
Rick, what do you got on the Fells real quick?
Yeah, and you have two dangerous defensive backs back there, Rhea, as well. Okay, so
what do you got on the Fells, Rick?
Now with the Phillies, you know, we know they have the AAA teams. They're going to play also, and they're going to make the playoffs. We cannot go into the playoffs with Boehm, Cassie, or JT as their number four hitter.
It's going to be one of them, Rick. I mean, there's no
Turner, or you have to move. You have to move Harper to second and have Schwarber and have behind.
That's fine.
Harper.
I don't hate that. It seems like Harper really likes being in the 3-0. I don't need him there. I'm fine with Harper in the 2-0. But I do think it's going to end up being one of those three in the cleanup spot. Rick, you got an iconic image for us?
Yes. So in the Ten Commandments, when Moses parts the Red Sea.
Oh, yeah. That's a big answer. Yes.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that plays. Let's talk to Gary in Vineland. What up, Gary?
Seltzer.
Gary.
Richie, I got a segment for you for next year's training camp.
Okay.
In the John with John.
Ooh, I love this. And we will be, next segment, we're going to get to some of the Joe Flacco bathroom experience.
That was so funny.
So funny.
Oh,
yes,
can't
we'll
wait.
Get to
will
that
there
coming
be
up a little later, Gary.
John
is not bad. I mean, the branding
that is a
sells
nice
itself.
Bathroom, yeah. By the way,
yeah, it's the Porta really Suite nice or whatever. Yeah, it's
yeah,
nice.
It's called Porta Suite, yeah. Luxury bathroom.
Yeah,
and it is luxurious.
Oh, it's very nice in there. I agree.
It's not your old porta pot.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not your mother.
All right, what you got today, Gary? Yeah, that's right.
Do you think
what
we
you got
get
today,
a parody with Mr. Roboto and Moro Oajomo from Conklin?
Sure.
I hope that guy crushes it this year.
We've lost John now.
Yeah.
Moro.
You can do it. Moro.
Oh, man.
Don't ever call us again, Gary.
What have you done? Ask Gary. What have you done?
Moro.
What else you got, Gary?
I think the problem
no more song ideas, Gary.
I think the problem with the Phillies is we all got PTPS, post-traumatic playoff syndrome. And we're all like,
look at you. Look at you with the little moniker there. That was good work.
It is true.
The last 2 days, it's just like we've seen it. And, you know, Harper swinging with a 3-0 count with the man in scoring position. I mean, come on.
So can we – all right, Bryce Harper, we don't really get into this. I don't even want to mess with it because I don't want to throw everything off. I don't want to jinx it or something. He has – something where he's just acting subdued, and it's been going on.
It's been on
for
all
quite
season.
A while.
I feel like.
Yep.
I feel like.
Yeah.
He's been, look. I
Why
think-
is it so subdued? Is he holding back until the postseason? Is this part of the different plan for this year? Like, is this
I
part
just
of?
I think he's very intense this year. Like, I
it
don't.
It is very intense,
yeah.
But it feels almost like he's brooding too much to where it affects things negatively.
I don't disagree
at
with you.
Times.
I don't disagree with you. My only guess, and again, we're putting ourselves in his headspace.
Totally.
I don't know. But, like, there's a lot of pressure on Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is turning 33 in October. This is someone who we know cares desperately about the history of the game, his legacy, his place in the history of the game. And he knows he has to win a championship for it to matter.
Yeah.
He has
16.
To win a title.
He has to.
It's the only thing that he has to do. There's nothing else in the sport that he has left to do that he has to do.
Maybe too much pressure.
Other than win a title. Yeah, and I think, John, I think it might be, like, wearing on him a bit. The failures of the last couple of years, especially the, like, decline in finishes year to year, and him playing well in the playoffs and being like, you know, there's so much pressure to win. Like, I feeling maybe like he has to do more than he's doing, which as a baseball player is hard to, you know, it's an individual sport, but it's also you need your teammates to do stuff. So I think it's a tough spot. I think it's that it's weighing on him. If I had to guess, Gary, I don't know, obviously. Gary, you got an answer for an iconic image for us?
Can I give you the line and then the image?
Yeah, please.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that as
huge
an answer,
answer
coming into the show. That's a great, great answer. And you're listening to 94 WIPHD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Tasty Cake Studios. And we are broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Let's go to Old City and talk to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Hi, Matt. What's up?
Hey, quick call for me. But ultimately, I just wanted to say, people who, you know, complain or whine about Hurts and how good he is or isn't good, you know, I was at the Super Bowl this year, lucky enough to go. And people who, you know, don't want to win championships and don't like that feeling of, you know, going down Broad Street, going down Bourbon Street, I don't know how you can't enjoy what Jalen Hurts brings to the table from a off the field perspective.
Yes,
from even when he's on the field leading everybody, it's he puts up the stats too and the numbers, and beats Mahomes in the Super Bowl and outplays him in another. I don't know how we can't appreciate that as a city. So.
Matt, I'm so with you. 100%. Both points. The one, like we always say, like, all right, it only matters what you do in the biggest of games, and all this guy does in the biggest of games is be awesome. Yeah. But then on top of that, especially for this city, like we know we're blue collar, and we have a real ethos to who we are and how we go about our business. Like, who better than the guy who outworks everyone, the guy who's the first one there, the guy who leads by example, like cares desperately about winning, and all he cares about is putting into like. Winning championships, and that's all this guy is driven by. Like, I'm surprised.
They take away for style points, and I just don't get it.
I just don't. It feels like he was built for this city. Like, no. I'm so surprised that there isn't like unanimous approval of him.
He was built for anyone who cares so much that they're perceived to be intense about something.
Weird. He's almost weird to care so
much. Peyton Manning, who was so intense about football, I felt like it short-circuited him at times in the postseason. Peyton Manning said when asked if he's ever met anyone more intense than Jalen Hurts, his answer was no. Jalen Hurts is the most intense
he's
person.
He's like, I don't even joke around with him.
Right.
He's like, I just keep the jokes back when I'm talking to Jalen.
That's so funny.
I don't get the reluctance to just like love him as a quarterback.
That's what I mean. Like, it is weird to me. There are things over time that make sense, and I gotta like the Donovan thing. Like, it was weird, but you could understand it in the
there was frustration with the losses.
There was passive aggressiveness on both sides.
Totally.
There was all this stuff, but like the Jalen thing, like I just don't get it at all. Like, all he does is win, and all he does is work hard and care about winning. It just feels like he was built for this city. I'm so surprised that there is like pushback, Matt.
Yeah, I'd rather have my QB calling Peyton Manning, asking for advice and going through the playbook and seeing what pointers he can get, and
exactly.
hanging out with Michael Jordan and smoking cigars.
Exactly.
Yes. Michael Jordan. Oh, I mean, I hold Michael Jordan in a special pantheon.
You have like 8,000 pairs of Jordan shoes.
I do. But Michael Jordan really, I mean, for my, I was born in 1974.
Perfect timing.
I was 10 or 11 years old when he was getting to the NBA. He was everything. When I was growing up, like watching basketball was all about Jordan. He, to me, is the best, ever. But that's he is the personal confidant of our quarterback.
Think about it.
The first ever.
That's the point. Jordan chose him to be his ambassador in the NFL his brand.
Michael Jordan chose our quarterback. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Love Matt, you got a answer for us for a iconic image from a movie?
Yeah, I do. I think anybody who ever gets on a boat recreates this, but Titanic with Jack and Rose.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I hope you love this. I'm the biggest Sandman fan. If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Matt. Great call, buddy. And, I mean, look, I might not be the biggest Titanic fan. That is it. An iconic image, the two of them, and the king of the world thing. And I guess the king of the world's with the buddy. Either way.
The thing with Jalen that it made, because there were parts of of last year where the passing game was not good.
Sure.
I mean, we all watched it. But it's like the people who don't give him any credit, like, did they not watch the Super Bowl?
Totally.
Just
the work ethic and the effort and the like care about winning, and it's all these things that we always purport to care the most about. That's why we hated Ben Simmons, right? Because he wouldn't work on his game. He wouldn't try and get better. He wouldn't. All he cared about was, I'm good at this and I'm going to work on this. I'm not going to work on shooting. I don't need to do that. Yeah. Jalen's the opposite. Jalen's like, I suck at this. Let me work at this. Let me get better at everything I can possibly get better at to win. Like, it just seems like he's perfect for the city. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, an Eagles legend. Going to go into the Eagles Hall of Fame. It's exciting. He deserves it. We'll talk about who and what that is. Plus, we mentioned it before, John and the John. a little incident from yesterday that happened with Joe Flacco in the bathroom that is hilarious, and you will want to hear that idea. That's coming up next as well. It's Morning Show.